The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came the voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent in those days, told no one any of the things they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ. May the life that I live speak for me. May the works that I've done speak for me. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. So, last year on Transfiguration, I used the analogy of baseball. I talked about, Jesus finally getting validation from God, this is my son. And during that sermon, I kept saying, swing and a miss. That sermon was definitely a swing and a miss. So, no more baseball analogies for me. I have learned my lesson. As we're here on the mountaintop with Peter, James, and John, they experienced something so inspiring, so utterly transformative, that it has changed their lives forever. In this gospel reading from Luke, we hear about the transfiguration of Jesus. Or, it's just this moment, this little slice in time, where the veil between the human and the divine lifted for just a little bit. Jesus is in the presence of Moses and Elijah and shines with brilliance that reveals his true nature, the beloved Son of God, the one who was born fully of man and fully divine. As we reflect on this moment, it's important to remember that the Transfiguration is not merely a story about something that happened long ago. This is an invitation for us to witness, for us to be transformed and to be called into a deeper relationship with Christ. Luke's story begins about 8 days after Jesus has told the disciples of his upcoming death, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." In the face of this impending suffering, rejection, and death, Jesus is resolute in fulfilling his mission. He's prayerful, and he is bold, as he moves towards his destiny in Jerusalem. He goes up onto the mountain to pray and takes some of them with him, seeking time to pray with God. As they pray, something extraordinary happens. Jesus' appearance is altered. His face changes. His clothes become a shining, dazzling white. This is not the first time that we've seen these images in Scripture. We just heard about those moments on Mount Sinai with Moses and his face shining after his encounter with God. Mount Sinai is also where we hear that Elijah met with God, as in 1 Kings. Both Moses and Elijah talk with Jesus about his departure, which he was to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now, on this mountain, we see Jesus is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. This moment, it's not just a moment of divine glory. It's a revelation. It's a moment of deep truth for the disciples. That's a glimpse of the reality of who Jesus is. The Messiah, the Savior, the one who comes to fulfill the promise that God has made. And yet, during all of this, where were the disciples? Sleeping. Why are they always sleeping when Jesus is up on the mountain praying? So they were there sleeping during, you know, while this happens. When they wake up, they see the glory of Jesus shining all around them. Perhaps for the disciples, like us, they were distracted, weighed down by the pressures of life, the noise of this modern world. We are surrounded by social cues that shape us in our culture. There are economic pressures that we have to face. But the glory of God breaks through, not because we are ready, but because God is ready. God is ready to show us the way, show us how to use our generosity. The generosity of God is always giving glimpses, offering glimpses of divine grace, even when we ourselves are not prepared to see it. Just a few weeks ago, we heard the story of Jesus' baptism and the voice of God saying, "This is my son, my chosen." Today, we hear that voice again, confirming Jesus' identity and inviting us, commanding us to listen to him. This telling of "this is my son, my chosen," seems pretty clear. We need to listen to Jesus, his glory, his teachings, what, as the followers of Christ, our call is to listen to him. Listening to Jesus means learning that the world can be seen differently. Professing our faith as followers of Christ is one thing. Living our faith as followers of Christ is quite another. Jesus would have us build trusting and nurturing relationships within a Christian faith community. Community is important, very important. Jesus would have us build relationships of kindness and justice towards the whole human family. We can see the marginalized through his eyes, and we can help. We can see the invitation to love our neighbors as ourselves and to forgive our neighbors as we forgive ourselves. We can use this time to seek justice and mercy and humility in our own lives. Transfiguration is not just a moment for the disciples. It's an invitation for us. Just as the disciples were invited to the mountaintop, so we are invited to encounter Jesus and our own moments of prayer and worship, and then have a daily life of our faith, and during prayer, remember always to pray frequently, genuinely. Through prayer, we are invited to encounter God's glory on our own, and not just on the mountaintop, but in the quiet, sometimes even unnoticed moments of our lives. The Transfiguration calls us to look beyond the ordinary and recognize that God's glory is often hidden in plain sight. The glory of God's creation just outside these windows can be amazing. We're reminded that the transformation comes not through our own efforts, but through God's presence. Amen.